Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
What'd you watch?
I watched, you know, interviews with Monster Girls this time. Episode 10, yeah.
Was it 10 or was it 11? I lose track.
I don't know, man. I think it was 10. I mean, Konosuba was 10, so this would be 10, right?
You would be surprised. Some of them do start as... Well, I guess it wouldn't be surprising, but some of them are a week ahead of the other.
Okay, it was 10. I just looked. It was 10.
Okay, so episode 10. Here in this episode, we start talking about whether or not it's good for our dear sensei to dote on the girls so much. Well, not the girls. They are girls, but the dimmies.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a hive mind and everyone was on the same exact page and came to the same train of thought and conclusions on that kind of subject. But there's like no conflict. There's kind of some conflict, internal conflict, brought up by the vice principal. And then it's kind of like, huh, I'm Takahashi sensei. I maybe he was right. Maybe I shouldn't do that because then they'll rely on me. Maybe they'd grow stronger by figuring out their own problems. And then they make a video to cheer him up and they're like, huh, I know that you might think, even though you never told us, that we might grow up stronger. Might grow up stronger by getting through our own problems and that we maybe only rely on you too much. But it's like, oh, okay. You all okay? And then the human normal people students were all like,
"What is so funny about what the normal?" I'm genuinely confused about what you're finding so funny here.
It wasn't funny. It was just everything. Just like, it was just way too smooth and convenient. Everyone just came to like these same conclusions, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Well, but that's a good thing in my mind.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Because the entire quote-unquote drama that they had to deal with was utter crap.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the vice principal came back around, like, the next day, that's the impression I got. Yeah. This was the very next day.
Yeah.
It gave me the impression that he just had a bad taste in his mouth and vented on him, on sensei, and then after the fact, it was like, maybe I lashed out a little.
It's like BTW, like never mind. JK, yeah. JK. Like, I'm gonna tell you this as I look outside the window and see the demis hanging out with normals, and yeah everything's good now.
This is so... And he actually said something, though, that kind of bothered me because it made no sense.
Vice principal?
At the very beginning, yeah. And the vice principal, when he was making that exchange, when he started to say, you know, you should spend less time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know his name.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah, the student who is like, I think he does, you know, all right with us non-demis, you know. Yeah. And he answered him by effect. I wrote it down, but it's not in a direct quote, obviously, because it's also a translation. So mm-hmm. There could just be something missing in the translation. But what I got was, why do the demis only rely on him, Takahashi sensei? It's like, how is that the actual problem here? So if...
Hey man, it just doesn't make sense. It just looks bad.
Yeah, and that makes me think that the entire problem that the vice principal has is that Takahashi sensei is making him look bad. Because what he actually wants to know is, why don't the demis rely on other people? And so he asks that as, why are they only relying on the sensei?
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to ask if the other teachers or students should be doing more. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You're going to have to streamline that better. Streamline. Rephrase. Yes.
Rephrase. Okay. Takahashi Sensei, he is spending a lot of time with the demis, and according to the student, he also does a good job with the non-demis, right?
Yes.
Okay. Vice principal accuses him of helping the demis too much, but the student doesn't think that's true, and the vice principal's rebuttal for the student is, if he isn't spending too much time with them, why do the demis only rely on him?
Right.
And what he's actually wanting to know, though, is, or what he's postulating is that because the demis want to rely on him and the other students, quote unquote, don't, he must be spending not enough time with the other students.
Right. Well, that's a dumb assumption.
Yeah, well, that's what he's getting at, but he goes to it by asking a question that suggests the demis don't want anything to do with the other teachers or the other students, and right. Not necessarily anything whatsoever has to do with whether or not Sensei is any good with the other students.
Right.
And that's why it makes me think it just sounds like he is a little jealous of how Sensei handles the situations overall.
I don't know. What I got from that, my main take from that was that it was more harmful that they only rely on Sensei, because then if Sensei's gone, then they're going to be kind of lost and not know how to rely on other people.
Well,
that's my take.
Yeah, that's like what he's trying to say.
Thing for me.
Yeah.
But I get you, too. I get you. But anyway, yeah, it boiled over really quick. All nice-like.
Yeah, well, you know, it probably would have gone about that way in life. We're a little overfilled. Saturated, that's the word I was looking for.
Oversaturated.
We're a little saturated in the whole, you know, media department where drama is everywhere. Everything has to mean the world. Like I was just telling you before we started recording, you know, we've been watching The Flash, and I've got that same complaint about the stupid girl in the show, where it's like, why are we creating drama where in real life it wouldn't be this much of a drama?
Hey, man. Sometimes when you break your nail, it's just like everyone else's fault. And we have to spend a whole season on it. Pointing fingers. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know what I'm talking about, and I won't say what I'm talking about because spoilers. It's like towards, yeah, spoilers, it's towards the end of the season, right. but you can tell going into the show that from the very beginning it's like, oh great, okay, this is going to be a drama point eventually, and it is.
Right.
Eventually.
So this was a breath of fresh air for you, maybe? Or...
that they just let it boil over or not boil over?
Yeah.
Yes. But that's what I've said about this show all along, is this is just a nice little... It's like... what was the name of that other show? The Flying Witch? Something like that.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you were bored with that too. I think that's what it's called though. But it's that just lull, relaxing show. Is relaxing, kind of feel good show. It makes you smile, and that's really all it asks of you.
But I want that drama.
Get out. Go watch Nana.
I wanted like a whole second season of Interviews with Monster Girls just based off this episode.
What?
JK.
So, you mentioned the normals. which I find hilarious that we're calling the normals. Did you notice that the art of the other students is like non-existent?
The art of the other students?
Yeah, the normals. Like, I took a look at them, and so we've had the one. I think she called him Satake. I don't remember his name.
Satake or whatever. Yeah, he was like all happy because he's like the one you see the most.
He's the one we've seen and heard speak. But his friend, who's always with him, he's got like this bland expression. His eyes are dead.
Generic face.
And his hair changes when he turns. I have no idea who those two chicks are.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like the red hair chick looks different enough that she should have maybe stand out a bit, but I have no idea who you are, so I guess not. And then the black haired one
she's clearly a background character.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, but then she got this whole thing that, you know, made all the normals be like, oh, yeah, you're right. I guess
Yeah. That is a life-changing moment for us.
Yeah.
Well, I had a theory, though. So, because they are obviously background characters, and they are not going to be central to the story, and they shouldn't be, not only are they just thought up as generic, my guess is the reason that the art quality itself actually suffers. It's not that the quality suffers. It's that
they don't
have character designs.
Yeah.
And so it's just whoever happened to be drawing that scene made it look kind of like how it did last time.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Perhaps. Well, just draw the generics in there. Okay.
Well, because have you ever looked at character designs for manga and whatnot, and the amount of effort that different artists put into just like how high up a character's eyes should be, or how low their hairline should be, or which way their hair parts, and how many particular little things they have coming off of it. There's a lot of effort that goes into character design, and those guys just look like they got tossed together.
Definitely.
Which they probably
were.
Especially that guy. Especially the second guy with black.
Yeah, the black haired guy with
whatever his name is, if he has one. He probably doesn't. Friend B.
Yeah, friend B. Friend B. Oh. So I brought this up a few episodes ago about how Takahashi's only interested in them because they're demis, and he thought about that. He's like, I only was interested in them out of self pure personal interest, like he just not pers- just selfish reasons. He just wanted to learn, like, if they weren't demis, like I said, they wouldn't have this relationship that they have now,
probably not.
So I was like, yes, go in. No.
I never disagreed with you. Well, I did, but not because I thought you were wrong. I disagree because I feel like that's how all of our relationships start. So I don't think it's unique.
I don't know. It's to me, it just feels more because it's like for science, and I just want to use you guys as guinea pigs.
I think he's a little more tact than
Gideon. Yeah,
that's...
Well,
maybe not tact, but...
Yeah, that's a bit extreme, but yeah. He's more... Yeah. Okay, these guys are real people, and now we're friends. Yeah. So, yeah, that was... Like, yeah, I guess that was entertaining enough for me, this episode.
Good. I liked this episode. This was pretty good.
Just,
I look forward to more like that. This has been fun, and I will hope that you will join us next time for Demi-chans Want to Swim, because apparently that's episode 11.
Yeah, I wonder how Dulahan's gonna... They're gonna drop her head there in the deep end, and she's just gonna sit there drowning. Whoops!